Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast, the Masters Class. That's right. You get this exclusively on the Busted Open Podcast. Make sure you subscribe to Sirius XM to get our live show 9 a.m. to noon Eastern time Monday through Saturday. But you know what? If you're cheap like me and you suffer from lack of funds, you may just want to subscribe to the Busted Open Podcast. You get 7 days of content right here on the Busted Open Podcast. Exclusively only on the podcast is the Masters Class. That's our Masters of the Ring, Bully Ray, Tommy Dreamer, Mark Henry. And we discussed a variety of topics. Today, coming off the heels of Extreme Rules from the WWE, we talk about extreme matches. So, Mr. Henry, give us your choice for the most extreme match.
Well, before I get to it, you can never say that you suffer from lack of funds again. So,
yeah, man.
Let's kill that.
Just sign a big deal.
Kill that noise, sir.
Plus,
also, yeah, okay. to just to let you know, Dave, mm-hmm. Congratulations. You deserve it.
Thank you, Mark.
And you deserve more. And anything that you get from now on is going to be gravy. You're a blessed man. To answer your question, Dave, The Undertaker and Mick Foley. I watched these two guys have an epic match, and I had no idea because I don't like and I don't ask questions about the match. I want to be a fan. And I remember this was in 98, and Mick Foley and Taker were on top of the cage. And I'm thinking, I'm afraid of heights. So already I was like, oh my God, this is too much. You know, they're going to, you know, probably do something on top of the cage and it's going to be over. But Mick Foley was on the edge, teeter-tottering. Taker's giving him the business. And then all of a sudden, man, he goes off the top of the cage and he hits the announce table at warp factor 6. Mr. Zulu, give me full power. And I scream out, oh my God, he's dead. I scream. And I'd never seen anything like that in wrestling. And fast forward, they go through all of the stuff that happens in the match. And Mick Foley comes in the back and everybody's screaming, move, move. He's on a gurney on a with the paramedics. And they go in the room and Mick is reaching for his head, but he can't. He's out of it. And that was the first time that I think I ever saw somebody. And I was like, oh my God, I can't do this. It made me unnerved to the point to where I didn't even want to be there no more. And they went in the medical room and they kicked everybody out. And I had never seen that before where they just, you taping your ankles and shit. They like, get out. They're screaming at everybody. And they slammed the door shut. And I was just like, this ain't going to be my life. I can't do this. Like it completely unnerved me.
You would have survived 0 days in ECW, by the way.
I know. But, you know, I told you, I started watching ECW And I don't like scary shit. So I remember there was a guy, he threw a fucking toaster out of the crowd into the ring. And I'm thinking, I can't remember who it was that had the toaster, but I was like, ain't no way. Ain't no way. He don't throw that back down. And just waffled the shit out of the guy in the ring. I was like, oh my God, what am I watching? Like, so I wouldn't have lasted at ECW either.
Oh, yeah.
It was probably New Jack, and he probably waffled me or Devon.
I'm going to have to go back and start watching those old tapes. I still have all my VHS tapes.
God bless you. I love that. I mean, I guess he didn't see, Tommy, you and Raven when somebody gave you a cheese grater from the crowd.
I did. Unfortunately, it's in my brain.
The one I remember that kind of even grossed me out, and I was doing it. A fan gave me a switchblade and asked me to stab Raven, and I was like, all right. And so I took Raven, and Raven just started bleeding, and I put the blade against his forehead and just make the – I didn't cut him, but it totally looked like – and then I did the yaga, and he just gusher came because I pulled back his hair. And all I did was press the knife right under the cut and then look like I made the slash, and he was gushing. And then, of course, ECW. Speaking of ECW, I guess my most extreme match I've ever seen, and I have a scar from it, is Born to Be Wired with Sabu and Terry Funk. Man, those two guys, no ropes, and Sabu does this one spot where he does Air Sabu, which is a running leg drop, and he just hits the top, which is supposed to be the rope, which stops him, but instead it's barbed wire, and it just severs his arm up. I mean, cuts it bad. And now he's gushing under your armpit, where your artery is. And he starts screaming at the referee, Pee-wee, get me tape. Okay. And he seriously tapes up his arm. And I mean, it's like when the movies, when, you know, you put on a tourniquet, and that's what he does. He goes out and he has this match with Terry Funk, and they just, I mean, gushing blood, massive amounts. And then Terry Funk is in caught up in so much barbed wire, and there's a famous thing, and his hand's going like this, because when you're wrapped in barbed wire, you can't, the more you move, the more you get cut. And it's razor blades like constantly cutting you, or like a bunch of needles going in you, and he's to the point where he cannot move anymore, and that's how the match pretty much ends. And now we can't get him out. And when Mark said, like, and Bully's been a part of it too, where there's chaos in the back because you don't know what to do, and then we're literally like hitting the ring with bolt cutters. And then there's like a famous almost like after scene of this where we're trying to cut Terry Funk almost like he's in a car crash out of the barbed wire. And I have a scar on my hand from clipping the barbed wire, and there's so much tension and torque, it cut my hand. And I like, how am I out there? I can't be like, ow, when this guy's, you know, wrapped in this barbed wire. But then the scene in the back is because we have, it's a legit accident. It's a highway accident. We have Sabu in the back. Now he's got to take off the tape and reveal his wound. And we have Terry Funk in the ring trying to cut him out of this car crash known as ECW. And now I'm in the back, and we have good old Dr. Mark, who is a resident foot guy, who was our doctor, and I'm finger quoting, and we're trying to stitch him up, and Sabu's yelling at somebody to run to Wawa for crazy glue. And this is before the era of medical glue, and Beulah had a little medical kit that she carried for all the boys, and it was like a box this big. And I'll never forget, like, they're holding, like, we have, like, Sabu's got his arm up. We got like four people holding like his arm, and then they're trying to do stitches right there in the back. But he's like, I don't want stitches. Just get me glue. And I'll never forget, like, I'm like, how bad is it? And they peel back the wound, and I see white. And I've never seen your cut so deep. It's to the white. And I'm like, and for me, I'm like, ugh. And here's Beulah with gloves, me, no gloves, and the doctor with gloves. And we're holding Sabu's arm together. And he needed like either 142 or 147 stitches. And after like 12, he was like, nah, just keep gluing it. And now we're gluing his arm. And we're also like, yeah, that's pretty cool. We're putting glue on different places of Sabu's arm and like pinching it closed. He's like, that hurts, it burns. And what I'm talking about, like an unsanitary environment of laying on a dirty wrestling table while a bunch of people hold a man's arm together. And then here comes Terry Funk through the curtain, still wrapped in barbed wire. And like the curtain catches with the barbed wire. And then he's screaming, Jesus Christ, what the fuck? And like everyone's trying to move away because they don't want to get cut. It's just like but these chaotic scenes are why I joke with Mark about you in it last day zero. It was all the time, or like puddles of blood, or like, and at times Bully and I, we talk about becoming desensitized, but like, I mean, I've had, and Bully's had the same thing where you're wrestling and people like bleed into your mouth and you're like, but you keep on going because like, this is just, it was sadly our norm, but it was what made ECW so, so different. Are you okay?
Are you okay?
So Mark, it looks like Mark is about to throw
Marcus
up
tapped. Because
the thought of somebody's arm being filleted open that you could see the flesh and the blood and the bone is going to make Mark Henry throw up. You guys want to see something really, really cool?
Yeah.
Tommy's
Bully, Mark has completely taken off his headset at this point. Like, I don't even think, is it, Bully, is it safe for Mark to put his headset done? Back on? Tommy's
Thanks.
Done.
Fuck.
Tommy's done.
I'm serious. My stomach is getting woozy.
We did talk about wrestlers bleeding in each other's mouths, by the way.
Stomach's getting woozy.
I'm sorry, man. This is fucking...
All right, so Mark, this
Wait,
is kind of cool.
Wait, hang on. My favorite Bully, New Jack and him are working, and New Jack says something to Bully, and he lifts his head up and goes, what? And New Jack puts his head down and just siphon of blood to Bubba's mouth.
I was laying on the mat, guys, and Jack went to say something to me, and I opened my mouth. And New Jack's blood dripped out of his forehead into the back of my throat.
Mark's
and if I can survive
right
that, oh. I will survive the bubonic plague and a nuclear holocaust.
But I remember your face. You're like, oh, he bled in my mouth. We kept on wrestling.
We lost
Mark.
Mark
ran off to throw up.
We lost Mark. Oh, my God.
Oh, ECW.
So you guys are going to love this, and I hope we can splice this and put it on video and show the nation and put it on the old Twitter machine and on the Busted Open account. So Tommy's talking about Sabu versus Terry Funk, Born to be Wired, all the barbed wire and all the chaos that ensued. Are you ready for this, guys?
Go ahead. Wow.
There you go.
Wow. I didn't know you had that.
This is barbed wire from the match. This is some of the barbed wire that actually got cut off of Terry Funk when he came through the curtain.
It's worth a lot of money on eBay.
So at one time there was still blood on it. I mean, we're talking about, what was this, Tommy? 96, 97.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the blood has, you know, has faded on here, but yeah, this is an actual piece of barbed wire. Dope. From Funk and Sabu, ECW Arena, Born to be Wired.
All right, so let me ask you this, Bully. Like, as soon as you saw that piece of barbed wire, you were like, all right, I know, like, this is a memory I have to keep.
I definitely wanted a piece of it. I didn't know, like, how big of a deal it was. And listen, like, this match really doesn't, it's not talked about a lot. We're talking about it today because it was an extreme match. But to be there and witness it live, and to see how these guys really put their bodies on the line. Like, a lot of the times when you see barbed wire matches, the best of the best can make the ultra violent and ultra dangerous barbed wire look very violent. But at the end of the day, they're doing it in the safest ways possible. Funk and Sabu threw all of that out the door. You can't do, like, Sabu did that running springboard off the chair into Funk and, like, he missed into the barbed wire. You can't work that. It is impossible to work that. You're going to land where you land, and you're going to get cut by the barbed wire. And the barbed wire and the barbs weren't filed down. I can guarantee you these barbs on this piece of barbed wire are as sharp today as they were the day they got, you know, that Terry Funk was wrapped in it. I'm telling you, this is a dangerous piece. You see how gently I'm holding it. So here's a piece of history from ECW right here. Programming note, Mark Henry is still gone, not with us. He's probably throwing up right now. I wish we had audio of it. For me, the most extreme match I ever witnessed, I wasn't there in person, but I saw it on videotape, took place in May of 1992 in a company called FMW, Frontier Martial Arts Wrestling. In this match, Sabu and the Sheik was Sabu's uncle who trained him, Sabu and the Sheik versus Atsushi Onita and Tarzan Goto in a flaming barbed wire match. What these guys did was they took it to the next level. Now, this match happened way before Born to be Wired with Sabu and Funk. So Sabu had already had experience working with barbed wire, but this is probably one of the most dangerous things I've ever seen in my life. The ring ropes were taken down. The entire ring was surrounded in barbed wire. And what they did was they wrapped the barbed wire in flammable material. So think about just taking towels, okay, and dunking towels in gasoline and wrapping the barbed wire in gasoline doused towels.
I've never done that before.
The entire ring is surrounded by this. And then they decided, once all the competitors got to the ring, to light them on fire. And these things went up quickly. Before you knew it, the entire ring is engulfed in flames. The type of, and I'm not talking about Kane versus The Undertaker in an Inferno match where, you know, they got the things surrounding ringside, and at the right time, poof, a big ball of flames, you know, sprays into the air when somebody takes a backdrop. This is Mother Nature doing whatever the hell she wanted to do. The two most violent things in nature are fire and water. Within 2 minutes, entire ring is engulfed. The ring starts to melt, Dave. The ring starts to melt and starts to fall in. They try to get out. Everybody winds up getting out of the ring, but as the Sheik is trying to get out, he doesn't duck down low enough, and he catches on fire. Sheik had such bad burns from this match that he said that his skin was just peeling off and dropping off. There's actually a picture of him online with his entire body wrapped because his burns were so bad. So if you ever get a chance to watch it, once again, FMW, May of 92, Sabu and the Sheik versus Onita and Goto, a flaming barbed wire match where everything and anything that could go wrong went wrong. And the match was outdoors, by the way. Yeah. And the winds were kicking up. So the wind took these flames and just spread it everywhere. They're lucky that they got out of there without any fans getting burned or out anybody getting injured any worse than the Sheik did, because it was pretty freaking bad and probably the most extreme match I've ever seen in my life. And programming note, Mark Henry is back, but does not have his headphones on because he doesn't want to hear the rest of what we have to say.
Now, he legitimately got sick, so we're going to check on Mark. And
hey, just real quick, you know, barbed wire is meant to keep animals inside, and, you know, a stable, whatever it is, on your property. So think about you're surrounded by fire, and you have something preventing you to get out of that fire. Like, that's nuts to think about. That's like a nightmare. And it really happened.
Extreme matches again, guys. for Mark Henry. Let's check.
Oh, by the way, as we're having this discussion, there's an entire texting thread coming through, and we can confirm via a text from Mark Henry. Guys, text me when you're done with the podcast. I threw up. And there you have it. Tommy, great job.
Cronus bled in my mouth.
Oh, God, please. Guys, I hope you enjoyed it. Some of our hosts didn't, but I hope you did. Make sure that you subscribe, rate, and comment. We want to hear from you. Give us a 5-star review. And after today's episode, we definitely deserve a 5-star review. And if you love what you hear on the podcast, maybe you might want to check us out daily, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern time on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156. Also, if you love it, maybe you want to wear it. Go to podswag.com/bustitopen. We'll talk to everybody next week right here for Mark Henry, Tommy Dreamer, Bully Ray. This has been the Busted Open Masters Class. Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation, Channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.